Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. You will notice my voice is a little bit different today. I think I've done too much talking for the week. Too many people that needed help. Too many people who didn't know how to eat. And I never thought I'd be doing this show again on diet. I've done about 5 shows. I have a simple point. It can make it all so easy for everybody. But I'm doing the show again because I don't see enough people get the point. How many times have you switched your diet because somebody told you that this diet was better than that diet? Vegetarian, vegan, fruitarian, macrobiotic, ketogenic, the zone diet, the blood type diet, the Chinese diet, the Vedic diet, the glandular body type diet. We have as many diets as we have stars in the galaxy. And for a lot of people, this remains confusing. Well, I think I've got, looking at everything, doing everything, some common sense approaches that can help you. If you're confused, and you are confused, enough of you are confused, or I assure you I wouldn't be doing this show. So by popular demand, in the last month, am I doing this show? Choosing the right diet for you. Mysteries explored. It is a mystery, unfortunately. Worse yet, if you're sick, if you're symptomatic, if you have a disease, if you're really not thriving. If you don't know what it is to eat a piece of food without having some sort of bad pain in your body, well, then listen even more closely. And as always, get to the archives. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's with 2 T's, straighttalk.cc. I'm going to see if I can actually perfect my voice by the end of the show, which is very counterintuitive, of course. I should get worse, not better. But I think I can do it. Okay, look at the pictures. Let's just create your worst nightmare. Picture number 1, the paleo diet. Picture number 4, the primal diet. Picture number 8, that's the Weston Price ketogenic diet, epitomized by the health of the Aborigines. Swinging to the other sphere, look at picture 10, Hippocrates Health Institute. Of course, you're not blowing these pictures up, right? I just want to create your worst nightmare by scanning them rapidly. Picture number 9 is Rio, hooked on raw. These are vegans. These are Ann Wigmorians. These are sprouters. Up there, picture 5, that's Agenis. He was a raw meat, raw chicken, raw fish, raw guy. The paleo diet, picture 1 and 2. That's cut out the grains, cut out the carbs. Just eat the meat, but cook the meat. Picture 6 there, that's Agenis again. He said, don't cook the meat, just eat the meat raw. Back to picture number 1. That's the paleo diet, Lauren Cordain. He has the PhD, so that means he knows more than bootleggers like Agenis. Yeah, don't believe that one, please. Credentials? Well, we have sort of snide jokes about credentials. Not that they're bad, but credentials don't guarantee it. But Lauren Cordain, he had a PhD, has a PhD, wrote the book The Paleo Diet, in direct contradiction of Agenis, who was a dairy man. Raw milk, raw cream, raw butter, super important, raw meat. Well, back to picture number 1, the paleo diet, Lauren Cordain. He's not into raw anything. Frankly, how anyone could tell you to cook your meat is beyond me. But I think he had to sort of satisfy mass consciousness. You can't tell mass consciousness that you got to do your meat rare. You lose 3/4 of the sales of your book. Well, maybe that's not why. Maybe it's because he doesn't want anyone to get salmonella or E. coli. Let's not judge it. Point is, again, you're going to get confused. Even when people are not vegetarian, even when people are avowed primalists, meat eaters, carnivores, Cro-Magnon, 40,000 BC, there's no farming. Throw a spear into it and eat it. Climb a tree and grab the piece of fruit. Even when we all agree on that, one guy wants dairy, and the other guy says you'll die from dairy, even if it's dairy from the Amish. Again, a confused public. Picture number 8, bringing you back to it. Those are Aborigines. I guess they're in their 40s. The guy with the white hair is probably in his 50s. I don't know. But those guys look like they're in shape to me. And it's not because they're going to Jack LaLanne. They're hunter-gatherers. And when Weston Price, the dentist, went from country to country looking at who had the best teeth, he found that the people with the best teeth had the best diet, and the people with the best diet had the best health. And he pushed this notion that a ketogenic diet, ketogenic, is the best, which is caveman, which is low blood sugar or blood sugar under 100, which is basically what paleo, primal, Weston Price, and anything with the word caveman in it is saying. So Dr. Perlmutter, well-known neurologist, writes a book called Grain Brain. And that's new. And since he gets on Dr. Oz, it seems it's new. It's not new. It's as old as the sun and the moon. The notion that eating a grain-free diet did something good for your health is very, very old. And different people have been proponents of it with disagreement within their camp. And there's John Q. Public trying to figure out what to do. Don't worry, I have a solution for you. I have a simple solution. It's simple and it's not simple. It's typical of me. It's simple, but deep. Can you get deep? Do you have consciousness? Do you have enough consciousness to go above and beyond the cookbook formula? The tension comes from a perspective in dietary choices. From people who are looking for cookbook formulas. There are no cookbook formulas. And we all know everyone's different. And that's the new age. Everyone's different. We'll get to that. The everyone's different diet. Paleo's not for everyone's different diet. Veganism, vegetarianism, fruitarianism don't come from theologies that say everyone's different. They say everyone's the same. But America's catching up. And America knows that everyone's different. So we have other diets, we're going to get to them, that says everyone's different. I have even better solutions, but they're deeper solutions. So, low consciousness is pick a cult. It's the raw food cult. It's the cooked food cult. It's the fruitarian cult. It's the vegetarian cult. It's the primal diet cult. It's the paleo cult. People like to get together in little groups and create the way. We make that mistake with religion all the time, right? We do it with food. I assure you that is a big mistake. I assure you from clinical experience, I'm the guy in the trenches with different types of sick people trying to figure out how to help them dig themselves out of a hole. And I mean a hole. Like the hole you're going to die in if you don't figure out how to get out of it. So I'm going to argue and justify. Well, I think Bruce Lee said it best. come on down with me to the bottom of the page if you can get there. All the way down to picture number 46. Here's one of my heroes, Bruce Lee. I'm sure he's one of your heroes. Absorb what is useful. Reject what is useless. Add what is specifically your own. Absorb what's useful. Reject what's useless. Add what is specifically your own. I think that's a trendy kind of thing today. So let's all clap, because we all agree. Absorb what's useful. Here's where it's deep. It's deep because you can't do that yet. You don't know how to absorb what's useful, because you're not good enough at listening to your body. And that's not a criticism. Bruce Lee studied everything. Bruce Lee started out in Hong Kong, where you can be a very rich kid. I have a good buddy of mine that's from Hong Kong. And he went to school at the millionaire schools. I'm talking the millionaire, billionaire schools. Half of his class was billionaires in Hong Kong. His parents had made a ton of money, and he went to the best schools in the world. So this buddy of mine went to school in Hong Kong, and his classmates were all very, very wealthy. Bruce Lee came from an upper middle class Chinese family in Hong Kong. And I could never understand why stories of Bruce Lee as a kid were filled with knife fights and murders and dangerous things. And I would listen to it and say, well, his father was a well-known comedic opera star, and he had money and all these things, and his son was out there getting into knife fights and studying the martial arts. And I could never understand it. Well, my buddy kind of clarified it, because in Hong Kong, that's the way it is. You can be super rich in a super expensive school, and yet every day you can get beat up by thugs. And that's the way it was in Hong Kong as of 20 years ago. I don't know if it's presently, but 20 years ago. So Bruce Lee was this guy who studied Wing Chun with the Yip Man, and he mastered it. And then he came to Seattle, as the story goes, to get himself out of trouble. His parents sent him there because he was going to get killed if he stayed in Hong Kong. He went to Seattle, and he didn't stop fighting. He began fighting more. Only he got exposed to everybody else. Everybody else was boxing and punching him in the shins with tomahawks. So you had this American eclectic view of pick up a chair and break it over your head fighting, and barroom fighting, and tomahawk fighting, and I don't need to fight, I'll shoot you in the head fighting, and all these American things, because we're very violent. And he said to himself, well, I'm Bruce Lee, and I'm fantastic, but I got to learn. And what he started to do is he started to study other martial arts, and he studied other martial arts, and he studied other martial arts. And his philosophy in Kung Fu taught him, as he applied it, as he evolved it, because he would have died otherwise. He wouldn't have been Bruce Lee. He wouldn't have been a great martial artist. And in that wonderful Chinese and then American tradition, he learned from everybody, and Bruce Lee absorbed what's useful. That is what you have to do. Do not stay stuck in dogma. If you're having trouble with your digestive practice, and again, I can't overstate this, because I meet so many people. I'm talking about people that get sick, sick, and sick. I'm not talking about people that just live with bloating and gas. I'm talking about people that get so deficient in these so-called wonderful digestives, or so toxic, or so just gooey ooey from eating too much raw fat and meat, or too many sprouts, or too much wheatgrass juice. I'm talking about people that...